Looking for love. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Does America's heart have room for Rob Blagojevich? Can we muster some sympathy for a man being impeached just because there are tape recordings which appear to show him trying to sell Barack Obama's old Illinois Senate seat? Tapes which include the famous quote, "I've got this thing and it's bleeping golden and I'm not just giving it up for bleeping nothing." On NBC, he said the ordeal brought to mind mythic figures in the fight for justice.
I had a whole bunch of thoughts. Of course, my children and my wife, and then I thought about Mandela, Dr. King, Gandhi, and try to put some perspective in all of this.
I guess I missed the tape where Mandela said, "This struggle against apartheid is bleeping golden. I'm not just giving it up for bleeping nothing." On ABC, he pointed out that he considered lots of people for the Senate job, even Oprah.
She seemed to be someone who had helped Barack Obama in a significant way become president. She was obviously someone with a much broader bully pulpit than other senators.
But he finally rejected the idea as looking too much like a gimmick. And hey, as governor, he already gets a free car. I think his problem is going to be that, as unfair as this impeachment might be, he's talking to a country that's seen 40% of its retirement savings disappear. Now that's unfair. Politicians have known since Nixon, and certainly since Clinton, that if you've ever behaved like a jerk, it's probably on tape somewhere. So before you run, either learn to control yourself or at least figure out a foolproof way to cover it up. And if you can't do that, get into banking. Then you can become too big to be impeached. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.